and talk about what games we like this weekend and how to hit them.
Down.
Also coming up this hour, Alvin DeLauro's iconic week that was. If you missed anything at all, we will recap the entire week. It's great. Also this hour, the ATP. If there's something you want to ask me, shoot me an ATP. Ask the pros. Phone lines are open. One line is open toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Now the head joins me every Friday at this time. Now, how about head? James Kelly is a member of the XR4TI crew. How about we start this segment with a Friday beef, head? Now, I'm not saying players are wrong to do this. I'm saying it's an absolute kick in the package when your guy stops short of the end zone late in the game when they have a lead because they want to spin clock and they do not want to give the ball back to the opposition. I understand, head, that it's a smart play. But for me to you, it's annoying as hell. I know they don't give a damn if they cost us money, but they're costing us money, and you're seeing more and more of this. Tough enough, head, to win against the spread. Even tougher when you see this sort of thing. That's my Friday beef. How you living, head?
I'm living great, Jim, and yes, that does suck. Not jelly beans suck like that psycho you had on yesterday, but that does suck when it happens. You just hope the Todd Gurley's accidentally scoring for you benefits you, or there's a John Johnson out there helping you out, but
jelly
it does suck, without a doubt.
Suck.
That's psycho talking that's about psycho. Jelly beans yep. that suck. All right, you know, actually, you make a pretty good point that ultimately in the gambling universe, it will all come around, right? And you'll benefit on the other side of that, but it can hurt. Let's get into it, all right?
All right.
So Green Bay at Chicago, Packers v. Bears at Soldier Field. The Packers have one of the best trigger men in the history of the game. The Bears think they finally have found theirs after years of looking. My sense of this, head, Justin Fields is getting better weekly. He is doing enough for them to win, but is he doing enough to beat the Packers? I'm going to say no. But that's never the question, right? The question is, will he do enough to beat the spread? What is your number? How are you playing that game?
The spread was much better earlier in the week for me. It was Packers minus 4.5 that has now jumped to 5.5, and I'm going to hit that minus 5.5 in the Packers. Aaron's going to have his hands full Sunday, though. The Chicago Bears have a damn good football coach on their team, Jim, and it's not that dude who sings about penis and Cracker Jacks. It's the D.C., Sean Desai, a Vic Fangio clone. His Bears D right now leads the league with 18 sacks, and it's playing really well. I'm with you on Fields, too. He's looking better. He should be able to move that ball against the Green Bay secondary, but the offense is still ranked 32nd in yards per game overall, and I just don't think they can create enough points to stay with the methodical Green Bay offense. The Packers have won four straight, and four straight be the spread. Let's make it five here. Packers, minus 5.5.
Big head, taking the Packers, minus 5.5. If you're new to the program, we don't do this to waste time and waste real estate. This guy is very good at this, all right? So take note. Packers, minus 5.5. I like that pick. Dallas is minus 3.5 in New England, if I have the number right. Let me say this. The Cowboys are a hell of a lot more fun when they're a joke. Except they're not a joke. In fact, the joke is on me and everybody else who feels that way because suddenly Dallas is 4-1. They're loaded offensively. They're better defensively than anybody expected. And as I've been saying all season long, head, Dak Prescott coming off a devastating injury with a huge new contract has never looked better. We know the hood, Bill Belichick, makes it really hard on really good quarterbacks, including TB44 a couple of weeks back. I love a dog at home generally, but I'm having a hard time making an argument for the Pats here. How do you see this game?
So the line has moved to 3 now, and it's crazy to say out loud, Jim, but I'm taking Mike McCarthy and minus the points in Hood's house, minus 3 for the Cowboys. Dude, Dallas is good. On offense, they rank second in the league in total yardage and points per games at 34 a contest. Look for them to pound the football again. They lead the league in rushing, and the Pats' run day defense is very, very middle of the pack there. Also, the Patriots are averaging 19.2 points per game, and they've played some ass squads offensively, the Dolphins, Jets, and Texans. Look, I'm taking Mike McCarthy, whose team has scored 36 or more points in their last three games and remain the only perfect team at 5-0 against the spread this season, over the mumbler and that strange kid of his, Cowboys, minus 3.
First of all, his kid's awesome. You keep Steve Belichick's name out your mouth. Hey, can you imagine that? I know how you feel about McCarthy. You just took McCarthy over the greatest coach ever. I know it's not the two of them lining up against each other. That's funny to me.
I'm laying points, too.
I know, and laying points. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I would do the same thing. I like that pick. All right, now here's a great matchup. Chargers minus three is the number I saw. You tell me if you have another number. Chargers minus three of Baltimore, an incredible matchup between a couple of teams that just will not lose. And when was the last time you could say that about the Chargers? The one team that could count, that you could count on to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory virtually every single time. But not anymore. These dudes are different now. And if you don't choke out the Ravens when you have a chance, they will come back and knock you the hell out. Just ask the Colts. What a fascinating matchup at QB1, too. Justin Herbert, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, both playing out of their minds. So, Head, you got a great matchup. Personally, I love the value you get with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Personally, I am taking the Bolts and the points. What are your points and how are you playing it?
Same as you. I'm going with you on this one. I'm taking the Bolts plus three. Tough game here, traveling across the country and playing in that early window against a Baltimore team that is much more balanced on offense than they have been. Last year, the Ravens were the worst team in the NFL in passing yardage per game. Right now, they are sixth best in the league and a half yard behind KC in throwing yards per game. I don't think anyone saw that happening this year. But here against L.A., they will revert back to that run game because the Chargers have one of the, if not the worst, run defense in football, Jim. They're allowing 5.6 yards per carry here. So I'm interested to see how Brandon Staley will approach this. But why I'm going with them is because of his offense and Justin Herbert. And overall, they have the better team. The Ravens' defense is good, but it's not the same as years past. I think the Chargers can throw on them. The Bolts are also on fire against the spread, too, including a nice 6-0 in their last six of the AFC teams. Let's make it the Bolts and take the points, plus three.
It's a big ask. They got to go across the country, but I'm with you. Chargers, plus three, not minus three. Let me correct that. All right, so what do we do with this, Head? Browns, minus three at the Cards. Mm-hmm. There are some injuries. There are some changes. America's team going up against the Jungle's team. What can I say? Not only is this arguably the game of the week, you know how I feel about both these squads. I did re-gloss the Browns, America's team, long before anybody else was riding with these guys. I love them, and I have. At the same time, I love nearly everything about Arizona, and they've got crazy jungle karma flowing through them. And as we know, the jungle karma is never wrong. I defy any of you to give me one example of the jungle karma not coming through. Right, you can't. And I've said this before, I don't play favorites, Head, but Kyler Murray right now is my favorite player in the NFL. He is a super freak. The Cards added another super weapon, although he can't go this week. How are you playing this matchup? Cards, Browns, what's the number?
Yeah, so they just traded for Ertz from Philly, and that's actually an interesting thing down the road because it does give him a good weapon at a position they really haven't utilized. But like you said, he's not playing this weekend. But here, right here, the Cards and the points. So the spread right now is Cards plus three. I think it'll probably go to 2.5 with after this Nick Chubb news. But I'm going with America's team, and I'm giving up the three as of right now. The hook was there actually all week, and it was 3.5, but the Browns are playing really, really good at home.
Head, for our newbies, explain what the hook is.
The half point on the end of your point, so it would be 3.5 here or 10.5, just the little hook on the extra that always usually
gets you in
trouble.
It's a big deal, too.
Yep. What's that?
It's a big deal, the hook.
Oh, it's huge. It's massive, and I've been waiting for it all week, and there's a couple that went down to 3, and I'm hoping with Chubb it'll go down to 2.5. Who knows? But I'll still hit the 3. It's a big difference there. And why the Browns, like I just said, they're playing very, very good at home. They give up the second fewest points allowed in the NFL at 13.5 games, or points a game at home, and second in yards allowed at 298 per game. Also, the big factor, look, man, against the Cardinals, the Browns are going to run it down their throat. Arizona ranks 31st in the NFL, allowing 5 yards per rushing attempt. Everything runs through Chubb and Hunt. There's no Chubb here, like I just said. But Kareem should get loose here, Jim, and that's why I'm laying the points, and I'm taking the Browns.
I can tell you don't love that, but you will do that. All right, so there it is, America's team. Cleveland, that is for you. What about the Rams? I wonder if you have any interest in this game. Rams minus 9.5, 10, depending on where you see it, against the Giants. Seems to me the Giants cannot get a break, not on the injury front, not from the schedule maker. They're busted the hell up. The Rams are coming to town. Teams know they can throw on the Giants. We know the Rams are loaded offensively. Sean McVay finally has the guy under center that he wants. Matthew Stafford is living up to all the hype. The Giants are not beating the Rams, Head. They just aren't. But will they keep it within 9.5?
I'm going to say they will, Jim. I'm going to go Los Angeles again here, minus the points. The Giants, because of Joe Judge, the level of quit isn't where I want it to be, but their talent level is ass,
why,
to put it that way.
Why do you want them to quit? You just said the level of quit is not where I want it to be.
Give it a couple weeks. He'll run on all of them. He'll burn them all out. It'll get there. It's just not there yet. But like I said,
I know
talent.
That. I want to know why you're rooting for them to quit.
So I can win money.
There you go. Good answer. All right, continue.
Yeah, carry I got to identify on, it and carry bet on. Down, right? So the big question here is Daniel Jones, obviously, from last week because of the concussion, but it seems like he will go, but I don't think Saquon or Kenny Golladay will, which I'll take with this Rams defense right now and the way they're playing. Dude, they're not playing good right now. LA's last three games, they've allowed 420 yards a game that defense has allowed. This D isn't what it was last year, and they are more dependent on 99 and Jalen Ramsey than they have been. Having said that, Donald has a massive mismatch inside in the trenches. He's banged up as well, but he is expected to go. I love that. Add that and the offense you said with Matt Stafford, they are rolling there. They are third in passing offense, total yards, and second in yards per game. Let's go Rams on the road, minus 9.5 in the early slot.
Big swing. All right, Rams minus 9.5 in the early slot. I think we have one more. You've got your Broncos, minus 3.5 at the bleep show that is the Raiders. You know, Head, I was just a few weeks back, I was in New York, only a few weeks back, and I was on the set of the NFL Today talking about whether or not the Raiders were a legitimate playoff team. Mm-hmm. And not just a team that could get there, but a team that could do damage there. We were talking about Derek Carr looking like an MVP. John Gruden finally looking like the game had not passed him by. And they were looking like a force in the AFC West, especially with the Chiefs struggling. Now look at them. Only a couple of weeks later, chunk, disgraced, blown out, and your Broncos coming to town as favorites. My question, will the Raiders circle the wagons and get right, or are they just circling the drain?
I'm going to say circle the drain here, Jim, but instead of flushing it, now, like Jalen Hurts would, they're going to have to stare at this thing for about 12 weeks. It's not good. I like the Broncos, minus 3.5 here, even without Gruden's mess. The Raiders have problems. Derek Carr, he's playing fine, but his line and his run game have abandoned him. And now his OC is gone in Gruden. They also can't stop the run on defense. This is a big game for Denver after losing two straight. The good news, it is in their house.
Right. Let me correct that. You're right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yep.
It's in Denver.
It's in Denver.
I want to be very clear about that. The game is in Denver. Finish the thought. Sorry to interrupt your flow. I know how you get.
Well, they're a lot better there.
See?
See, I just went right back to being smooth right there. When they are the best defense at home, allowing 11.5 points per game. They need to use that offensive line of theirs. They need to put that talent and lean on the run, Raiders' run D, and that's what they should do. Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon both should have big days. Las Vegas was dominated by the Bears last week. Carr's been sacked 15 times already this season. I don't seem to think that they'll fix this out. I don't see him running on Denver. This looks like another long day for Derek Carr. Let's go Broncos minus 3 and the hook right now.
All right, so really quickly, I know you'll throw this up on Twitter, but for those who are joining us late or may have missed something, recap it for me. Run it down. Who do you have this weekend?
Green Bay at Chicago minus 5.5. Cowboys in Hood's house minus 3. The Bolts in Baltimore plus 3. We're going Los Angeles there. We're also going Los Angeles Rams minus 9.5 at the Giants place. Broncos at home minus 3.5 over the Las Vegas Raiders. And then America's team, it's minus 3 right now. It might be minus 2.5 shortly. You might want to wait on that one, but still hit the Browns minus points.
Bam, the Big Head. Follow him on Twitter at Big Head Bets. Good job, Head. Thank you very much. Make sure you get it up on Twitter, and I will retweet it myself.
Thanks, Jim.
Nice job, the Big Head. All right, so we do that once a week. And a number of you said, why? Why is it only once a week? Do they not play games on the other nights of the week?
Why do I have to?
I don't have to do anything. You're lucky I even do that for you. That is really premium content. Anybody else who will get you content like that, you have to pay for. We're not charging you for that. We're doing that out of the goodness of our hearts, and he's got good numbers. Like, I'd put him up with some of the pros, a lot of the pros doing it. So take that for data. There are the numbers. We will retweet that, or he'll tweet it, then I'll retweet it, and there you go.
Let's make some money!
Let's get down. Let's make a little bit of money.
Everybody get down.
Okay. That would be Alvin DeLauro. If you're new to the program and you hear these sound bites that are coming out of nowhere, it's just what we do. It's just what he does. It's kind of a reflex. I don't even know how to explain it. James Kelly had a big year last year with the NFL, so I brought him back. He's doing even better this year than he did last year. That's right.
That's right.
So don't bet what you don't have. Take it for what it's worth.